In the first open confirmation of the suspensions, the Global Times reported that Chinese consumers' confidence in Australian products would significantly drop if Australia continues to sabotage bilateral relations, which would cost Australia its best and biggest market, jobs, and an opportunity to quickly recover from the pandemic. If maintained, the suspensions could cut the value of exports to China by $5 to $6 billion annually. Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison says he's still seeking official clarification from the Chinese government.
Those issues are matters that the Trade Minister and I obviously have concerns about and are working closely with industry to pursue the appropriate channels within the relationship to seek to get some clarity and some resolution of those.
In Brisbane, I'm Sean Bindley.